Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blockbusting, the podcast where we love to hate movies. I'm your host, Jay Light. Joining me here after a long time coming, Joel Jimenez.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Yeah, the pandemic really tore us apart for a pretty long time.
It did. Yeah. Because you were one of the few comics who I saw a lot of at the very beginning of the pandemic.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we were both doing stuff out of the Better Box Studios.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. I forgot about all that. I've blocked it all out now.
I was eating a lot of leftover pizza from Kill Tony tapings.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Because nice. That was all, because there was always at least like a full pizza left
Fuck
over.
Yeah.
And so that was me sustaining myself for like the
Shout
first
out
couple
to
months.
Gino's. No, what is it?
Vito's.
No, Vito's. That's it.
Vito's very
Gino
good.
Is the guy who owned Better Box.
Yeah. Yeah, Gino's getting Vito's over at Better Box. But now we're here. And after, you know, like I said, a long time of us trying to lock you down, you're a hot commodity, Joel. Yeah. In high demand.
I mean, honestly, I just lie to people, tell them I'm busy a lot.
That's the way to do it, though.
Yeah.
That's the way to up your status in Hollywood.
All right. It's not working.
And in your mind, is that what Michael Bay should have done when he made Ambulance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we going now? What is
We're that? In. That's what we call a yeah. transition.
Oh, okay. I don't have any biz. Of those segues. I don't have. I go joke to joke. I go, that's the end of that one. Now
we went real smooth. And okay, Ambulance, Michael Bay. It
yeah.
came out earlier this year. I'm pulling up some info now. It's got good old Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It's got Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. It's got Dermot, I think it's Dermot Mulroney. It's one of those guys. It's one of the Mulroney, Dermot, Dylan guys. you know those like sort of older white guys who just show up after a while?
Yeah.
They play a cop?
Yeah. Is that the USC guy? The fucking, he's got the USC hat.
Yeah. Who all
the boomer?
The boomer who's driving the real like cool cars for no reason.
Oh!
I got it completely wrong. It's actually Garrett Dillahunt.
Hey, you know what? It's good enough. You were close. You were in the ballpark.
We've got Isaac Gonzalez. This is a movie about people stealing an ambulance when they're trying to rob a bank. And it's a big old car chase.
Now listen to that sentence you just said. Does that sound stealing an ambulance when they're trying to rob a bank? It's I don't even know if that sentence would excite me to from the beginning, I guess.
You would not want to see this movie. And frankly, when I saw trailers for this movie, I wasn't sure if I wanted to see it either. I heard good reviews.
See, when I saw the trailer, I was like, I'm fucking in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I love Cheese Fest.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that. I saw the trailer. I was like, you know what? I'll go see that. I don't need every movie to be an Oscar winning thing. I was ready to have a good time.
Of course, who does? Everybody, sometimes people want a good time in the movies.
Yeah.
And then you saw it in theaters, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And
extremely disappointed.
Tell me about this experience.
It was the worst. I mean, first of all, I had pitched, let's go see Everything Everywhere All at Once, right? One of the best movies I've ever seen.
One of the best movies of all time.
But instead, I end up watching fucking Ambulance, and I'm like, all right, it'll be fun. And the beginning's okay. Some of the stuff, it's like, starts moving slow, and then I start noticing just shit in the script that I'm like, did nobody go through? And then after watching it again yesterday, this whole movie was just a reason for Michael Bay to use his drone camera. And that's it.
They really love that drone footage.
It looks cool. I honestly, also, I'll say this at the top. I have zero complaints about the action sequences. That's the only time I put my fucking phone down to not rip this thing apart.
You're staying zoned in during those cool drone shots.
Sort
during
of,
the
yeah,
fight
I guess.
Scenes.
I mean, I'm like, they're fine. They're cool. Yeah, maybe not even fight scenes. Just car stuff.
It's a car chase. It's
the
more car chase
doing
than fight
this
scenes.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got classic Michael Bay stuff in there where the camera goes around the guys while they're shooting a room full of people, somehow managing to escape.
Classic Michael Bay. You know, he also references his own movies twice, I believe, in this one. He brings up The Rock and Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's true. This is a movie. First of all, I will say this. I watched this with zero expectations. I saw it on a plane, and it's a great plane movie. You love to see a movie on a plane that you don't really have to pay super close attention to.
And I don't know. See, I like a movie I do have to pay attention to because I used to be a really nervous flyer, and so anything that will keep me from remembering I'm on an airplane is good. I feel like during Ambulance, I'd be like, I'm on an airplane.
See, I felt like during this movie, I had to restrain myself from cheering on the plane.
Wow.
I had to restrain myself from being like, yes, like when they...
I can't even get into your mind. What are we cheering for?
I'm cheering for the moments like when they're playing Sailing by Christopher Cross. Okay. And after the brothers finally reconcile and decide, all right, I guess we're both going to be in on this plan. And they put in their AirPods and they play Sailing by Christopher Cross and sing along in one of the most ridiculous sequences of the entire movie.
Is this, okay, because I got to be honest, I rewatched it yesterday. And tell me if I'm talking too much. It was fucking work, dude. It took me like 5 hours to finish
really?
It. Dude.
This is not how I felt
I kept
watching
stopping
this movie.
At every 15 minutes. And then I had a spot at the store. So I go to the store. And then last night at 1:30 a.m., I'm watching the last 20 minutes. So when it got to about an hour, I scrolled till I was like, I can't do this to myself. I took a mushroom capsule.
Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Like trying to just have some sort of fun. So that might have been in the part that I scrolled past.
It might have been. That's one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie.
Okay. Is this, so they're already in the ambulance?
They're already in the ambulance. Let's go, back sure. it up you, a little bit. So the way that this movie pans out, and either way, I had no idea. It seems like Michael Bay wrote this movie himself. He did not.
Okay.
This has the classic Michael Bay things of it being like overtly pro-cop. Uh-huh. Very propaganda-ish.
Buddha that.
Yeah. That's one of my least favorite things about Michael Bay as a filmmaker.
Wait,
is
it's pro-cop, but also the cop is using his power to go into a bank and get a girl's number. They do that all the time. Don't ever forget it. They abuse their power. Women, they'll pull you over. They'll think you're going to get a ticket, and they're just going to ask for your number.
Yep.
Back to you, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. This is, the cops in this movie are both like smart and dumb. Which is a weird angle to take. And it also has like sort of more right-leaning politics in the way that Michael Bay does. Mm. You know, you've got, like I said, Garrett Dillahunt, Dermot Mulroney, whatever his character is. He's a guy who's overtly like, these freaking LA libs
yeah.
are being so soft. And that's why they chose to rob an ambulance with a bank attached to it or whatever he says.
I can't remember that. I'm looking through my notes. I'll find it later. But there's that one point he goes, he says he doesn't know something. He's like, I'm a dog guy. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we should mention there is a gigantic dog in this movie that plays a very surprisingly hefty role where the guy, our police chief guy, he has a dog who's a gigantic, like, mastiff in his car, the same size as a human being.
Bigger, even.
Bigger.
If you're talking about Shaquille O'Neal, maybe.
Yeah. And he pops up in a very crucial sequence when they're like, all right, we got to shoot these guys.
Yeah.
And the dog is in the car and he's like, oh shit, my dog's in the car. All right. Who let this dog out?
Yeah. He goes, who leaves a dog in a car? And I was like, and then the guy's like, he's talking to his dog through like a walkie system. He's like, sit boy, sit. It's like,
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
He left his dog in his own car. By the way, he's the reason the dog is in the car in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's how incompetent he is as a police chief. He left the dog in the car.
That checks out.
And he was like, you got to go. You put my dog back in my house. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But in the ridiculous where I enjoyed it and you could not enjoy it.
I just hated it.
You mentioned the script.
Yeah.
And so this is an adaptation of a Danish movie.
Is it called Dog Turd? That's Danish for ambulance.
That Danish for ambulance? Yeah. Based on the 2005 Danish film of the same name. Hmm. Now, I would imagine that the people who wrote that movie took a lot of influence and inspiration from Heat, a classic bank robbery, classic Los Angeles movie.
When did the Danish movie come out?
2005.
Okay.
So this is a pretty significant, you know, jump in time.
I bet that one's good.
It probably is. Yeah. The Danes, they can make some movies.
Yeah, they had a great Dane in this fucking movie. Hey!
This movie, though, you have a big problem with the script. Like, what are some of your issues with the script?
Okay, first off, how many fucking times can you say the word brother? We get it. They're brothers. My brother's half black. He looks like a black man. I don't go around going, brother. You're my brother. I love you. Oh, that's pop, dad. Cause we're brothers.
Uh-huh.
I put a star and wrote down the word brother every single time. I don't know if you could see this. I have so many fucking notes.
You got a gigantic. He Dude. Basically wrote like a James Joyce yeah, screed.
The montage in the beginning to show their brothers. You know, that's it. That's all we need. That. They say L.A. so many times. They show the L.A. signs over and over. I remember like leaning over to the person I was there with and going like, oh, they're in L.A. I forgot.
I don't know if you knew this, but they're in Los Angeles, California.
Just all the things, dude. Just brother. I mean, I thought I wrote it all in like, that. Who's this guy? That's my brother. Doesn't look like your brother. You know, oh, Uncle Danny. Like, oh, you're my brother and I love you. There's so many fucking times, dude. At the end, oh, your pretend brother. And he's like, would you call him my fake brother? He's my real brother. It's like Hulk Hogan wrote this movie. It's ridiculous.
This is a point I think this makes sense.
Why? This is what it is. It's insulting the audience. I get it. Maybe most people that are going to see this are stupid, but you got to assume like, It's that like show don't tell thing that movies are supposed to do, and they just like it's so heavy handed with the brother. Like watch it again and fucking get a taser and tase yourself every time you say brother, you'll be dead.
Oh yikes, that's a good point. That's that hurts.
Thank you.
But I do think to your point of show don't tell, you're right to some degree. You're right to some degree. I'll give you that in my mind at least, because yeah. I think. There is a better version of this that is not so ham-fisted in calling him a brother of Jake Gyllenhaal every, 15 minutes in the movie,
yeah, his
basically?
Brother's a brother also.
Right. Hey, see what we did there?
So was mine.
So this is the thing, though, with Show Don't Tell. I was getting into an argument with Ben, our producer, about this whenever he told me that you picked Ambulance. Mm-hmm. And I was like, great, I love this movie. And Ben immediately, at the same time, texted me, I hate this movie. And we had a sort of a tete-a-tete in our text messages about like how our different views on this movie. And he's gotten sort of the same line as you do, where it's like, okay, maybe the movie has some very ham-fisted writing. I think that that's something that in a Michael Bay movie, you kind of that's par for the course, right? He's not a guy who's making films at the top of people's intelligence, right? He's making movies for the lowest common denominator. We're going to go watch this movie. We're going to go watch a bunch of people blow up, and we're going to watch a bunch of guns. We're going to watch a hot lady do things that you wouldn't expect a hot lady to do because you're a guy in the Midwest who just wants to see guns and explosions and a scientist in a low-cut top.
Yeah.
That's what you want from a Michael Bay movie. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you're getting here. But I do think there's a level of like depth to the story of this movie. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that comes from the way that Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen play their characters. That adds this layer of richness to like, all right, there's definitely, this is a movie about like knowing who you are and knowing who you're not and diverging from this person that you are told you're going to be over many times of like, all right, all you're good enough to be is a guy who's a good driver. All you're good enough to be is a bank robber. That's all you are. Mm-hmm. And him trying to break out and him trying to take the chance and bust himself out of this life, that's what this movie's about.
But also, okay, all right, bunch of shit. I don't mind. I'm a huge Evil Dead fan. I love Army of Darkness. I'm going to see it tonight. You know, give me some sugar, baby. Like lines like that are like, you know, I don't mind the fucking like, blowing the gun.
Of course. Who does mind that?
This movie didn't know what it wanted to be. It was like, the jokes sucked. It was like sometimes like a really serious action movie. It never like hit that sweet spot. And I'm sure you'll bring it up. I mentioned like Baby Driver or like Edgar Wright does those things really well where it like, the comedy and action, here's what it is. People will always say, oh, it's like a horror comedy. But if I'm in a scary situation, just because I'm a comic or whatever, my brain thinks like that, I'm probably going to end up making jokes even though I'm afraid.
Right. That's how that's how levity works.
Yeah. These jokes felt really shoehorned in. It didn't know where the fuck it wanted to go. I think that obviously Everything Everywhere All at Once also did that, where they're talking about breaking generational trauma in a way better way. And I think that The whole time, I didn't, as much as they said they were brothers, I didn't feel like they were brothers. I didn't care about their relationship at all. They were coworkers to me. They were two bank, it could have been two guys robbing a bank who were friends. I didn't care.
Interesting.
I didn't know, I didn't give a shit about their dad. LT was a, oh, he was a madman. He shot six. I don't give a, that felt like we're trying to like smack depth onto some shit into this story so we care, but I didn't care at all.
See,
man.
That's interesting because like I also didn't give a shit about the dad, but I did care about the relationship between the brothers themselves.
Yeah.
I felt like there was a level of depth.
I like what you said about the them choosing to be, to sort of break whoever they were. I mm-hmm. don't even think they needed to be brothers to have that.
Yeah, maybe.
So I just feel like
they could have just been childhood friends.
Yes, exactly. Whatever. But then it would have been like, you're my friend. And he would have been like, friends forever. Like,
to your, this is actually kind of a good thing to compare to with Everything Everywhere All at Once versus this movie. So Everything Everywhere All at Once, which my favorite movie of the year.
Me too.
It's a phenomenal movie. If you still haven't seen it, go, you gotta get it in
there.
What are you doing? Watch it. But that is an obviously, if we're talking two action movies that came out at the same time in theaters, that movie obviously has a level of sophistication to it mm-hmm. that Ambulance doesn't have.
Yeah.
All right. That's
true. That's I shouldn't compare them both.
But I think they're worth comparing because I think you make a decent point, that I am going to argue with you with about.
Sure. Love it.
I think that Everything Everywhere All at Once has, as a sophisticated, like a more sophisticated action movie and a more sophisticated like piece of, you know, capital C cinema, mm-hmm. as it were.
Art.
It's got a level in the script itself. It really runs the gamut of like, we're going to get the lowest common, like we're getting dildo jokes.
Yeah.
All the way up to like sophisticated, like, oh my God, I need to forgive my mom for this generational trauma that totally. She has bestowed upon
and
me.
And every medium as well, cartoons, mm-hmm. you know, rocks.
I cried during the rock scene. Yeah. Both times I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, I thought that was like a true achievement of pure, like the most boring thing in the world, mm-hmm. making you feel something.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Now, Ambulance, on the other hand, it is, I would not say, I felt like, what the way you perceived the movie is not the way I perceived the movie in terms of like, I felt like it was leaning into being over the top the whole time. Mm. I didn't feel like it was trying to be a serious action movie. I felt like it was trying to be like a wacky Michael Bay action movie.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's the way that I look at it is, like I said, this is Heat for Dummies, right?
Yeah.
Like I think that Heat is a serious action movie. And I do think that I wouldn't exactly say that Everything Everywhere All at Once is a serious action movie, mm-hmm. but it is a sophisticated action movie,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
And Ambulance is neither serious nor sophisticated. Uh-huh. And I think that it knows what it is.
How do we, this just keeps coming up in my, like The Raid, something like The Raid, right?
The Raid.
That's
great, serious action
is
movie.
Is that though, you know, because it's like, it is also over the top and it's like, I guess serious is not the right word, but I guess maybe I'm not well versed enough in the Michael Bay sort of universe, but I don't know. The jokes just, they weren't good enough for me to even like turn that corner on like, this is all ridiculous, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. I went into it expecting just a crazy like a movie that wasn't serious, but I just checked out a lot of times.
I see.
I couldn't stay in it, man.
Did it? And you said some of it was the jokes that were really throwing you off.
The jokes, the fucking, the Brooklyn guy that like, he looks like, he talks like he's from old Brooklyn, but he looks like he's from Williamsburg.
Yeah.
With the lollipop. He's just so dumb. He's robbing a bank in Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I wear whatever I want.
And then he gets like, run over by a car.
Yeah. Which, that was my favorite part.
It's one of my favorite parts too.
I'm so glad he's dead. I fucking, and he goes, and when they pull it, he goes, what'd you do to my legs? And it's like, did anybody fucking go, ha, 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 that's, it was, oh my God, there's so many moments, dude. Boomer, the boomer joke is stupid.
Yeah.
Don't get any of that Cheeto dust in my hair. Like there's all this like the fucking like what's the word? Like spicy like person coming in like working the computers. The woman.
Oh yeah.
Like just anyway. All right, back to you.
But no, but this is all. These are good points. Like I feel like I'm getting a better understanding of what your actual issues with the movie are, right? Yeah. Which is like if okay, The Raid.
Yeah.
You like The Raid?
Yes.
Have you seen The Raid 2?
Yes.
What do you think of The Raid 2 compared to The Raid?
I liked it. It's not going to be The Raid, but I also attribute that to me like there's no surprise anymore. I know what's coming
kind okay. of. Okay. I think that makes okay. I was thinking that you might say that. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? If you had to say like your favorite action movie, what would you go with?
Oh man,
it's a tough call.
Yeah,
and I'm having a hard time thinking of anything other than Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I mean that might be one. Definitely, The Raid is really good. I'm trying to think of like, I think Jurassic Park could be an action movie, right?
Yeah, I'd say that counts.
Maybe.
Action adventure.
But I have an issue. My mom loves action movies. She would probably love Ambulance because a lot of times she'll see like a bad movie and be like, but the action was great. And she doesn't care about really. I mean, she cares about story, but she's really into like, oh, no, they're running, that sort of stuff. So I think maybe because of that, I'm like, it can't just be that, Mom. It's got to be something else.
Yeah. I think, okay, let's go with The Raid then. Because mm-hmm. I think The Raid and then also The Raid 2 are great examples of like, this is what happens with The Raid and The Raid 2, the way the progression works, for those of you who haven't seen either of them or just one of them. The Raid 2 takes the premise of The Raid, which is we have a guy in The Raid who basically, it's like a video game. This guy's going through all the levels of this building to fight a drug lord and avenge his brother who is not dead, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff goes on, right? In The Raid 2, that guy goes and infiltrates this gang that the drug lord is a part of. And there's a bunch, you know, the whole premise of The Raid was there's a bunch of crazy fight scenes that happen. Raid 2, there's a bunch of even crazier fight scenes that happen, all with this insane martial arts choreography. But The Raid 2 expanded the world. It added a level of like depth and seriousness to it in terms of trying to make it like a cap, you know, like a movie, right? And I think that some people really loved The Raid 2 and think it's better than The Raid. And of course, there's some people who love The Raid, think it's better than The Raid 2 because they liked how self-contained The Raid is compared to Raid 2, which is expansive and builds on the narrative. And some people don't think that does that well. I think that Ambulance, if you're the kind of person who you like something that is a little bit like smaller and self-contained, then Ambulance might be more up your alley. But I can see why, if you want to see like crazy over the top action and not all of this other like jokey Michael Bay, I'm winking at the camera because I know how wacky and over the top this is kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I can see why that might turn you off.
I don't know if he knew he was doing that. I think Sam Raimi knows he's doing it when he does Evil Dead or something like that. But it was, dude, okay. I think when it's like, it wasn't trying to be a serious movie, but it's opening with a little girl with a fucking metal rod through midsection.
Oh, yeah.
That to me is like serious, you know? And then like,
and it checks back in on her at the end too.
Also, this EMT, full makeup the entire time, just fucking looks like a Sports Illustrated model, even at the final scene after the worst day of her life.
That's a classic Michael Bay woman right there.
Yeah. Also, one of the notes I sent Ben was that I thought it was too expansive. I brought up The Warriors as a movie that is like really small. It feels big, but if you watch it, it's a really small thing. You know, it's the 70s. It's like, I think that this movie could have succeeded from taking away some money or something, because it's like, I brought up Picasso's blue face, right? Like one color. Just, I think when people have too much fucking money,
interesting,
it becomes this like thing. And I guess I understand what he was trying to do, but it was just balloons flying away. And he could go like, I meant to let those balloons go. But did you? Did you even need that many balloons?
You know what's crazy is this is actually one of Michael Bay's cheapest movies he's ever made.
Oh God.
The guy gets big time budgets.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Michael Bay is by any means like a thinking man's filmmaker. And I think he kind of leans into that, right? Yeah. Like he is the guy who is making movies that are, like I said, unsophisticated and unserious. But I do think he's in full control of what he's doing. Mm. Even as much, whether you love to hate him or you outright hate him or you hate to love him, he's got a method and a style, and he is, dare I say, an auteur, but he's also one, obviously, very polarizing.
I think he's out of touch now. I read an article, a review of Ambulance that was saying, like, this shows that he has, you know, in the UFC, a fighter will get hurt.
Uh-huh.
They'll be gone. And while they're gone, the fucking game goes so quick. And then when they come back, they're competing with some guys who are deadly. I think Michael Bay... this is what the review said. It just showed that he's like, he's done, man. He's an old guy. He's out of touch. He still thinks he can like still like, look at this laser disc. And nobody gives a fuck about laser disc anymore. He's like an old guy being like, check out my hoverboard. Look at this fucking, what are those Segway? I got this Segway. And like people are like already on hover, like flying, you know?
Yeah.
And he thinks it's so cool. And I think this was his comeback fight, and he got knocked the fuck out. And now we're like, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not saying it's over. He could, you know, maybe come back. Maybe the next thing it will be great. But I think for me, this just showed a guy who was out of touch and had completely lost connection with like what was cool and what's happening now.
Because it's tough to be an action movie these days separate from
the Marvel Universe.
The Marvel Universe, yeah. Exactly. Like, I can't imagine... Michael Bay ever directing a superhero movie. I feel like...
Like Transformers?
Well, Transformers is it's like... I guess it's a superhero. I don't know if I would
they're
consider
heroes,
Transformers
and they have superpowers.
Superhero.
They're living
they're machines.
Robots. But they have sentience.
They're robots in disguise.
Okay, all right.
But here's... I also think that that's one of
Spider-Man is also in a disguise.
Craziest examples of military propaganda we're ever going to get is the Transformers franchise.
Hell yeah. That one I liked.
But he's a guy who, like, I can't imagine him directing a Marvel movie or a DC Universe movie.
I could see him doing a DC one. I could see him doing, like, Aquaman 2.
Feel like him and Zack Snyder would come to blows too much. I feel like Zack Snyder is not a Michael Bay fan, but he, like, secretly is, but he doesn't want to think he is.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that his movies are, like, Michael Bay's, but more serious.
Yeah, he's like Michael Bay mixed with the fucking guy who did Dark Knight. What's
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, he's like Nolan and...
which is a really terrible combination.
Probably, yeah.
A real, like, toxic, shitty combination,
for sure.
As it turns out. But this is the thing. Like, it got not panned by the critics, but it didn't do so hot. It got like a 68 on Rotten Tomatoes. Ambulance.
Ah,
yeah.
I wonder why.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Bay's direction was well received by critics.
Mm.
John Nugent of Empire said the filmmaker's tribute to the emergency services is noisy, messy, and frequently absurd, yet somehow his most gleefully entertaining effort in at least a decade.
Damn.
The Independent Clarice Lowry says it was as exhausting as it is exhilarating. In the way you both expect and desire from a Bay film.
Yeah, see, expect and desire is I think, bringing a lot of that to the experience, where I didn't have a lot of expect or desire. I don't know what I just wanted to see shit. I wanted to go see shit blow up. I was like, oh, they're going to like run from the cops. Shit's going to blow up. That's what I'm in for. And so I was like trying to focus on that. And then it's like, the fucking, oh my God, I got so many, these jokes, dude. That's just the soccer game. Like, oh, you're watching soccer, the flamingos. Like,
yeah, soccer's one of those popular sports in all the world.
It's called
the football.
Most, yeah. Sophisticated. Like, really, dude? And then they spray paint the fucking ambulance bright green.
The most,
the brightest color ever. You can still see, it still looks like an ambulance. You know, the shape is still the same.
Yeah, you know,
they're looking for an ambulance still, right? And then
they're like, big green boxcar? What is that?
Also, I don't know how long we've been going, but the Cholo car that is remote controlled.
Oh, yeah.
Is so dumb. I'm Mexican, right? No fucking Cholo in their right minds, I don't care how rich you are, is sending a beautiful car like that via remote control with Gatling guns and shit like that to blow up. They'll just get a regular car and do it. Why would you? Why would you fuck up this dope ass
thing? You wouldn't put the nicest car you have in the back of your quinceañera dress store / chop shop?
I would put it there, but I'm not going to strap a gun to it and send it out to get fucked up. If you're really running like a car empire, you have an Escalade. So you have a car that is not airbrushed or pinstriped. Pinstripes are very expensive because it is a skill that is like... It's going out because only like a human hand can do it. Uh-huh. And you can, it has to be done in one line and it takes a lot of fucking work. And I'm not sending a pinstripe, like glitter candy painted car with a fucking, maybe that's it. Maybe I could have, also some of the fucking, the cholos, like they don't even look like cholos. It was like, they were just looking for a certain body type. The one dude with a he looks like a Ninja Turtles villain. They're like, oh, mohawk. Tribal tattoos. Like, so I also think some of them were holding the guns wrong. Like, they pan over to a guy and he's like, it just looks wrong.
These are good points.
If you're like a Mexican gang, and maybe I'm being racist here and like, and not opening up my mind to like, yeah, maybe criminals can look like anything. They can, obviously. White collar, you know, Wall Street, what you're doing.
Criminals can wear whatever kind of hairstyle they want to.
As long as it's a mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
They can wear whatever kind of button-down shirt they want to, as long as they keep that top button buttoned.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know if a Hawaiian shirt would work. I think, but I was like, if this is like a Mexican crime syndicate, it just looked like the one guy that gets stuck in the windshield, it just looks like a skateboarder.
Yeah.
It just like, and all of a sudden he's got a gun. Like, he's just like this fucking, it looks like a little brother, like maybe a cousin of like a cholo, but they're probably not letting, anyway.
Maybe there's a reason why they sent him to be the one who gets smashed through the windshield because he's disposable.
Yeah, maybe. I just thought that their group didn't really match for me for what I think, like, you know, do you know the Booyah tribe?
No.
They were like these Samoan, these like Samoan bloods, like they're rappers and stuff. They're all Samoan. Like, you see the Booyah tribe, you know that's the fucking Booyah tribe.
Okay.
You see Poppy's gang and you're like, what is this? Like a Spencer's gift shop, like like crew with like a Mexican leader? I don't know. He could be like Puerto Rican, could be Cuban. He was good. But also he's like, hey, bring me a topo. Yeah, that's right. Fucking
that's
Topo
right.
Chico. Heineken Zero. She's like, it has zero alcohol.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Dude.
They did have some pretty impeccable product placement in this movie.
I don't know about impeccable. I just saw something that had better. I saw Halloween Ends, and that one had okay product
placement. Oh, I haven't seen Halloween Ends yet.
Yeah, it was fine. I liked it. It was fun. I give it like a 7. And it's completely ridiculous and stupid.
What do you give this?
A fucking... Dude, this was a journey. I give this... Okay, let me be honest here.
Be honest, because I gave this a 4 out of 5.
Oh, I was going to give it a 5 out of 10.
Wow.
So out of 5, I give it a 2.
Damn.
Yeah, I would never watch this again. I was struggling, dude. I just did training for work at the Comedy Store. Like, uh-huh. They give you like the...
Oh, you did the active shooter training?
Not even that. The like harassment or like, you know, just basically being cool to your coworkers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
I've been one.
And those were
those.
Like, one was an hour, one was like 40 minutes online. This movie was more boring and was harder to get through than the training.
Wow.
I swear. Yeah, it was... Ugh.
Oh, my God.
And I was on drugs.
A question... Yeah, let's not forget. You watched this movie on drugs and you couldn't enjoy it.
I watched the first hour without him. And then I was like, I'm going to...
Maybe this will help.
I paused it because and then I took some. And I just needed to keep taking breaks. I kept going. And I remember like telling my mom like, oh my God, this fucking movie. It's like a chore.
See, this seems like a movie where I am glad that I watched it like full throttle on a plane the whole time. Because I can appreciate...
If your plane goes down, you're happy. That's the last thing you watched.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Because I had a good fucking time.
How do
Joel?
You feel about like Escape from New York or Escape from LA? That to me is like, they're cheesy, but they are fun.
Okay, I haven't seen Escape from New York.
Okay,
Escape from LA. I would put Ambulance above Escape from LA.
Damn, how dare you?
Escape from LA is pretty crazy. It's pretty bonkers. Mm. But if we're gonna go in that route, I would put They Live above both of them.
Nice.
And
yeah,
that's
like
a movie
that
that's like over the top. And here's what I'll say.
I love John Carpenter.
John Carpenter's so good. I will say this. I think that in terms of movies that are like in the same vein as Ambulance, because mm-hmm. I was just talking about this on the last episode, this movie definitely has a ceiling, right? Like, this movie is, in my mind, it's not going to be any better than it is. Like, this is the best possible version of a B action movie that's over the top and crazy and designed to be that way with lame jokes.
Too long.
It is too long. It should be cut by like 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. But I think that like for me, nothing beats in this genre Snakes on a Plane. Like yeah, Snakes on a Plane is sure. The prime version of what this kind of movie could be.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and it will never be.
Too.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. It's like ridiculous from the jump and leaning into how ridiculous it is. You're right. Ambulance does have a level of like, we're trying to get you to care about these characters in the most like ham-fisted possible way. Mm-hmm. With literally like, all right, we're going to reference their brothers and that they're related every
also,
15
I just got
minutes.
A new Keurig. Do you want to try it? I got some coffee. Yeah, it's
do you
want to
try
coffee,
this Keurig? It's much better than I thought it was going to be. So I thought I was going to have a good Nespresso machine, but...
How about... Okay. In my mind, all right, and I'll shut up. I think, okay. If I'm writing the script, I'm going through it page by page and uh-huh. going, that's, yeah, we're ridiculous, but that's a, like, can we at least like smooth this thing out? I mean, the ending where she, the ambulance person who was involved in the entire scenario
yes.
just gets to grab her bag and start walking away. Like, they'd be like, ma'am, we need to fucking... talk to you. You can't go anywhere. You need to be.
Yeah.
And
at the very least, we need to like
money,
double like, check and make sure that you're like psychologically doing okay after exactly. doing surgery via Skype while driving.
Don't even get me fucking, dude. The Skype surgery. What are we talking about? First of all, third party Skype surgery. We call the boy, whatever. There's like this. Oh, it's the boyfriend. I haven't talked to him in 6 months. Oh, it's just in a good time. I'm eating a lean cuisine. Oh, what? Oh, now you want to call me? Oh, hold on. Let me call the other guys. Then they call the other guys
who
are golfing. Why the fuck couldn't they just make the guy she was dating? I guess I would have been like, oh, maybe I would have been okay with it just being like, oh, really? You're dating the guy who can help you in this exact moment? Maybe I understand that now that I've said it. But it just, dude, third party fucking. Oh, and then after when the cop wakes up, he goes, was your hand in my stomach? And then it's like, and she goes, like all the way in. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I think that's one of those like moments where I was like, silly, ridiculous. I'm on board.
Because
you know what else I know is going to happen? The battery's going to die and they're going to have to figure out what the fuck to do. And good, look, we got Chekhov's hair clip in there.
Oh my God, dude.
Where
the,
you get
the hair clip.
The hair clip.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
You know, yeah, a hair clip shows up in the first act. You
got to
make sure
are not
it's
that
pinching
strong.
A blood vessel together.
A clothespin would have been better.
Yes. Anything would have been better.
Yeah.
But you know what? Imagining a hair clip inside of you.
Yeah.
What the is level this, Cronenberg? Of pain. Is this Crimes of the Future?
Yeah, what the fuck? I got to see that.
It's fine. I like this better than Crimes of the Future.
But this fuck
take
off.
Away my film
How
nerd
dare
card.
You.
Sorry guys.
No, whatever. I like this. I don't like snobs. And I'm not a snob. I want to be clear about that. I like bad shit. This was just, you know what I'm thinking now that I'm going on and on about it is, you know how comedy is subjective? Like,
oh yeah.
You're like, yeah, I know I'm a comedian. I could tell you a joke that you love
uh-huh.
and I'll tell this guy a joke and he hates it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this I think that this is just a fundamental something is whatever my upbringing, whatever my life has brought me to this moment is has a wall up where I cannot take it is not something that I like.
This is I think kind of a good like a bellwether. Like this is the kind of movie that like
you watch your mouth.
Well, I was. If you're ever out on a date and you don't know if like you're fully on board with this person or not, you should ask if they like this movie.
Yeah.
And if they love this movie, then you got to fucking
I'm
bitch
out of
them.
There.
You're out of there.
See, I have movies like that where I'm almost scared to show them the movie like because I'm afraid they won't like it. And then I'm like that some of those movies, I'm like, I might have to end this. Like if you don't get this one, like
what's your go-to move? This is totally aside from the podcast, but I am curious. What's your go-to movie like when you start dating somebody and you're like, this is one of my favorite movies. I have to show you this movie if you haven't seen it.
Probably Evil Dead 2
oh,
or Blazing Saddles.
Okay, okay. Good choices.
Or Vacation would be one, you know, like if maybe American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'm going, my all-time like number one picks, I always pick documentaries, I guess. But like King of Kong is one of my all-time up there. Dear Zachary, which is like, I show that. Early on to
sounds
someone I'm
really
dating.
White. What is that?
It's a movie. It's a great true crime documentary before true crime was even really a thing.
Oh, cool.
It's one of those movies that, like, I don't want to tell you about what happens in it because you should just go watch it.
I'm sure I've heard of
it's a great documentary. I think it's on Netflix still. But those are the kind of movies where it's like, uh-oh. And Dear Zachary is one of those where it's like, it's really sad. And it makes me worry that, like, if I show this movie to somebody, then, like, I mean, we're not fucking after I show you that movie for sure. Mm-hmm. But also, do you still like me, or are you going to associate me with the negative feelings you have from watching Dear Zachary?
Ah, interesting.
Like, that's what I'm, because that's where I got to go King of Kong first.
Yeah.
And I definitely can't. Spring Breakers is one of my all time favorite movies. I like and it. I can't show people Spring Breakers if I'm dating them.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, that's a real crapshoot. Like, that's the kind of movie where I feel like people either really get it and love it or really don't.
I love Harmony Korine. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
See, we got there.
For sure.
We found a common ground. Hey. What is a movie, by the way, if people don't like Ambulance, like you, and I feel like there's probably a lot of people out there, what should they watch instead?
I say Baby Driver.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Yeah. That because it's sort of the same thing, but it's just better. It's done better. I love Edgar Wright. I think that, also, as a musician, if you like music, all the editing is like,
oh, yeah,
to the music is incredible. The gunshots are like to the drum and
it's
everything.
A great, yeah. I would say that's a sophisticated action movie.
It's also silly. I mean, they show up in the Austin Powers mask and he's like, I said Michael Myers. And they're like, this is Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Great, good jokes. That movie from the top knows what it is.
Yeah. And it I think it does a good job.
Watch The Raid also. Watch Everything Everywhere
Watch
All at
the
Once.
The Raid.
That's right. Watch Kill Bill.
Watch RRR. Fun Times.
What's that?
That's a new Indian movie that came out.
Oh,
this
I've
year.
Heard of that.
It's really fun.
That's not the one that's on. It was on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Fuck, I gotta watch that. I've heard good things about it.
It's apparently so. The Netflix version they have it's a dub in Hindi, and it's not the original language of the movie.
Okay.
So I know there's some people out there who are like, "Hey, you should watch it in theaters because you can see the original language."
I do like that. Yeah.
But you know, it's a fun movie.
I'm not a huge fan of dubbing. I like watching. That's another thing. That's a litmus test for relationships is if they don't want to do movies with subtitles, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, get out of here.
Think about all the good movies you'd miss out on because you don't want to read.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Whatever.
Good old, this is my favorite. Bong Joon-ho says a lot of great things. One of my favorite things that he ever said was when he accepted the Oscar for Parasite for Best International Feature Film, where he said, if you get over the 1-inch barrier of subtitles, then you will find so many more wonderful movies out
there. Yeah, true that, man. You open up the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Joel.
Yeah.
I think that we have hit about as like we've come together and we found our
are we doing this?
Meeting ground. Let's do it. Let's touch my splint. We've gotten to this middle point, and I feel like it's about I understand now. And that's about I think all I'm going to get, cuz I'm not going to convince you to like this movie.
Yeah.
That would be silly. Mm.
Yeah, I'm also just today earlier I was like, "Oh, I'm just tired of hating this thing. Maybe I'll just let that go." but it's like I hate it.
Let
anyway.
It Yeah. Let it go. Let it go when this episode is released.
Yeah. Catch me in 10 years. I'll be like, all right, I get it.
There you go. If there's other people out there who hate this movie and want to commiserate with you, what's the best way they can find you?
Hey, I'm at mostly sorry on everything. So find me there. DM me. I don't want to argue with you if you like it, but if you didn't like it, say, hey, you're right.
And they can see you pretty much every Monday and Wednesday at the Comedy Store too, right?
Yeah. I'm there every Monday. And then Wednesdays are... We're sort of whatever. Look up next. I put everything on my Instagram. So at mostly sorry is best way to find me. This isn't gonna come out before this weekend, right?
No.
Well, you missed me featuring for Jeremiah at the Watkins at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, you really missed out.
Bummer, dude.
Bummer.
Next time.
Bummer. You can find me at Diet J on Twitter and Instagram and at Blockbusting Pod for all things podcast related. Also consider subscribing to the Patreon. If you like the show, you want to support it, throw a couple bucks the way of covering the show's costs. That's it.
Oh yeah. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Dude, thanks for doing
the
show.
I felt passionate.
It's
been a while.
You screamed in a way that not have been a ton of guests do. And
I did it off
that.
Mic. I hope that's
smart. No, that's a man that's a professional right
that's
there.
That's right. God damn it.
Thanks again, Joel.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
This has been Blockbusting. Go see something good for a change.